Hare Krishna, today we are doing Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. On women, here in this part, New Vrindavan, the women's business will be taking care of the children, cooking, cleansing and churning butter. And those who have got the knowledge of typing can help in typing also. That's all. This for women. No other hard work. And for men, hard work, field work, taking care of the cows or the animals, going to collect wood, constructing the buildings, and in this way cooperate. Girls who are here should learn to prepare nice prasadam so that the boys, they can get their prasadam timely. This is duty and they must be given timely breakfast, lunch, prasadam. That they will work hard. And the churning business is for the girls. That will keep your health very nice. Mother Yashoda, the mother of Krishna, just see how exalted she was. Materially, she was rich also. She had many maidservants. Still, she took pleasure in churning. In a lecture at New Vrindavan, Palika Devi Dasi inquired from Prabhupada about the meaning of marriage in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada looked at her and said, "There is no such thing as marriage in Krishna consciousness. Everyone is wife to Krishna. Everyone is female to Krishna. Krishna is the masculine. So, there is no such thing as marriage. I have no objection to marriage, but to bless it by a fire sacrifice, I am thinking that if they don't stay together, then it is not good. But if they remain together for 1 year, then there can be fire sacrifice. But changing 3 times in a month, husband and wife, that is not good." From a letter of September 2, 1975. Prabhupada sometimes quoted the poet Tulasidasa about 4 things that can be beaten. One can beat a drum, or a dog, or a woman, or a sudra. One time when Prabhupada mentioned this, he laughed and turned to his disciple Naranarayana. "Naranarayana understands this principle very well," said Prabhupada. And the other devotees also laughed. But then Prabhupada turned seriously to Naranarayana and said, "But don't do it. These are not ordinary women. These are devotees." One time, a devotee told Prabhupada a famous story about Mirabai. According to this story, Mirabai wanted to meet Jiva Goswami, but Jiva Goswami sent back a message. "I am a sannyasi and you are a woman, so I cannot meet you." Then according to the story, Mirabai sent another message to Jiva Goswami saying, "I thought that Lord Krishna was the only male in Vrindavana and that all others were female." When Jiva Goswami heard this reply, he supposedly agreed to meet her. When Prabhupada heard this story, he said that this may not be true because in our line, the sannyasis do not refuse to meet women. On one of his visits to Boston, Prabhupada was introduced to a young Indian woman who had joined the temple. She had been married to a man who was not at all interested in Krishna consciousness and who had mistreated her in many ways. With his permission, she had left him and was now living with the other devotees. Prabhupada approved of this and then said, "You have got only one defect." The girl asked, "Oh, what is it?" Prabhupada said, "You have no husband. Woman without a husband, that is not good. You must get a husband and then you will be perfect. When a woman follows her husband, then she is perfect." Thank you. Hare Krishna.